to catch you in the back seat trying to pick her locks. Ooh, it's going to be trouble. Hey, it's JD in for Kevin and Sluggo now. Yeah, it's a crazy merry-go-round here at KLOS today. But yeah, I'm going to just stay right here in the chair. I've got more KLOS high-low cash and more Disney tickets this afternoon. So stick around. Maybe I give them to you. Volbeat on 95.5 KLOS. Wait a minute, my girl. They're coming back to town, too. If you missed that show at the Palladium, they'll be down in the OC in March with Ghost. I think it's March 3rd. I don't have that in front of me, but pretty sure that's what that is. Love that band, too. Man, what a fresh sound that is. Hey, the KLOS high-low game is going on. It's JD in for Kevin and Sluggo. And the game goes on, whether the fellas show up today or not. I'll root around the computer and see if I can find some worst of stuff so you get to hear their voice and some silliness today. See if I can scrounge that up, no problem. But coming up in this half hour, as a matter of fact, if you want to get over there and get in line, I'm not going to go over there just yet. But hey, 818-955-KLOS is the number. Caller 13 is what I'll be looking for. Guess the winning number between 0 and 95 and you win. Well, it's going to be $1,100 this hour because we had a try in the 1 o'clock hour and that was a miss. So your chance to play is only a couple minutes away. New jackpot, $1,100. Previous guess from our last caller a couple hours ago was 67. 67 was her guess, and that's a high number. Okay, 67 was a guess. It was high. And I'll be looking for somebody to play the game coming up in minutes on KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, some AC/DC, and Back in Black. Well, it's role play day at 95.5 KLOS. I was Marcy earlier. Now I'm going to be Kevin and Sluggo this afternoon. But right now, we're going to play the high-low game. Want to play? $1,100 up for grabs. The last contestant guessed 67, which was high. 818-955 KLOS. Caller 13 gets to play. What a voice. Chris Cornell out in front of Audio Slave on 95.5 KLOS. JD in for Kevin and Sluggo. I found some a thing called the worst of file. So I'm going to whoop some Kevin and Sluggo on you here a little bit this afternoon while I can. Meantime, it's the KLOS high-low game. Let's play. I got caller 13. Hi, who's this?
It's Andrea.
Andrea, you're caller 13.
You're kidding.
No, let's play the high-low game. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, the new jackpot is $1,100. The previous guess from our last contestant was 67, which is a high number. What's your guess?
54.
54, 54?
Yeah.
Is not the right number. I'm so sorry. But we have a pair of tickets, V2C Slash, just for playing the game.
Okay, great. Great. That's great anyway.
Yes, it is. Hold on. I got to get some more information and get you some tickets. We'll play the game in the 5 o'clock hour, but between now and then, yeah, Disney's going to show up.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. This comes out of Pennsylvania. A 24-year-old man said another man aimed a cell phone camera at him while the two men were using the bathroom next to each other.
Dude, not cool, man.
So they're both using a urinal, and one guy pulls out his phone.
He's going to start filming the event.
First, he takes a picture, and then he starts taking video.
Come on, man.
I don't know exactly.
I don't know. What universe is that okay in?
I don't know.
Who would do such a thing?
Striker.
Even similar.
State police said the incident happened Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
You would think this would be a 3 a.m.
Yeah,
thing.
Right. On a Friday night.
Right.
With a bunch of people coming in.
Happened Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
It's suspected the 25-year-old suspect took a photograph and recorded a video. No arrests have been announced yet.
I don't want to see the video, but is it out there?
Has
it
been I don't think
published?
So.
Is there, we have audio?
I don't. Oh, we have audio of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should
it's
we
a report.
Take
yeah.
A 95.5. Was that it?
That wasn't it.
That
no,
wasn't
you
it?
Pulled up the wrong
That's
file.
That's weird. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Police are now working to identify a suspect who allegedly took a photograph and recorded video of a man as the victim used the men's bathroom.
Victim. Well, she can use the word victim. Why can't other people?
Listen.
Bathroom inside of a local
victim.
Sheets.
Victim. Sheets?
Once you
What's going on?
Sheets is a restaurant or a fast food place or
okay,
something. It's the name
terrible.
Of the business. Yes, agreed.
That happened Wednesday afternoon. State police said the 24-year-old victim and the 25-year-old suspect were using the bathroom right next to each other when this happened. The victim said he saw the suspect aim a cell phone camera at him. So far, no arrest.
I bet he had to use the wide-angle lens. That's what I'd be. So, you know, as I recall, though,
how dare you?
And you brought up poor Stryker doing this, but as I recall,
Stryker videoed me when it was after Coachella one night. Uh-huh. We'd gone to a, if I remember correctly, it's hard to remember because we'd had a drink or 10.
After Coachella, I can't imagine.
I think we went to a tiger party, a party where there was a tiger at.
Wow. I think. That's like from the 40s, man.
I don't remember.
That's old school Hollywood.
And it was at the, you know, the IHOP in La Quinta.
Terrible, first of all.
Right.
Shame on him. But
agreed.
As I recall, someone used to sit in public bathroom stalls with a tape recorder and ask people who came in to sit down and random weird questions.
Yeah, I did bathroom interviews.
And then put it on the radio.
I couldn't be happier that got outlawed.
That was one of the funniest things I've ever heard anybody do on the radio, dude. So you used to sit down in a bathroom stall with a list of questions and a tape recorder and wait for people to come in and start using the bathroom.
Yes.
So they're trapped for a little while.
And then I would make it as uncomfortable as possible. There's two times that I was horrified. Once I said, low five.
Did you get one?
Yes.
Oh, no. Really?
That's one.
Wow.
And the other one just made me feel like an awful person, which I was, because I was able to talk my way. I said, there was an old man that was sitting next to me, and I was like, I don't have anywhere to go for Thanksgiving. And he goes, hey, come to our place.
Oh.
An old dude invited me to come to his place for Thanksgiving.
While he was pooping.
I'm an asshole.
How'd you get out of it?
I just said, oh, no, thank you anyway. I appreciate it, but I need to.
Well, that's good to know that there are people out there that can be.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
That's the best thing
ever. It was great.
We need to bring that back.
Nope.
Illegal or not.
Nope.
Now. I don't care.
Nope.
Bringing that bit back.
Nope.
Head down to the bathroom downstairs.
So as I understand it, you just got a tweet from Stryker who says he's willing to help out do more of those bathroom interviews.
No, he didn't say that. He said thanks for the shout out.
No, I believe he meets you downstairs.
I would love that, but it's illegal.
Illegal, schmilegal. Yeah. Who cares?
We have $1,800 to give away.
Jimmy Kimmel used to be your security guard on those recording sessions.
Because
that was my favorite bits ever. It was hilarious.
Yes, Jimmy Kimmel was my security.
That's awesome. A friend of mine said, oh, well, I guess he's come up a little in the world since those days.
A smidge, yes. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And just to clarify what we're about to say, we love Reply All.
Oh, man, Reply All.
Is that
all
we're saying?
Yes, fully. Please, always hit Reply All, never just to the sender, ever. Why would you do that? I just literally got another one like 35 seconds ago. Yeah.
Sluggo's been on a rant and he's going to take someone out.
Yep.
I think.
Yep. Going down.
So when you're on an email that has 25, 30 other people.
Yep.
For the most part, you don't need to hit reply all.
Yep.
For the most part, most people do.
Yes. Why is that?
I don't know.
I mean, you know, you get something's going on at work and they send out a thing. Hey, this is a really cool thing, isn't it? And everybody has to reply. Why do we all need to see the replies? Or like you were just saying the other day, some family, you know, groups, chains get pretty crazy and filled up. And, grandma says, hello. Oh, yep. I'm not sure how to work this. Here's some of the responses I've got. I deleted about 22 of them yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. Incredibly massive is the one that just came in. Another W to the column. Keep going, fellas. I mean, I'm glad that they're happy. It's nice.
Well, look, here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
If they're saying who can do something.
Right.
To everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I can sort of understand that you're going to let them know that you're in.
Yes.
And let everybody else know that you're in. That makes sense.
I guess.
They just sent like a video recap of something. And this is everybody responding with almost all the same responses.
Pretty much. We got a huge win with 3 exclamation points followed by let's go and 5 exclamation points. Yeah. A-Y-E-E-E-E-E exclamation point. I don't even know what that means. I guess. And
to everyone. These are to everyone.
Yes.
Okay.
Followed by send for my iPhone, which is very important.
Sure, of course.
Note, of course. Killer job legends. That is what I'm talking about, someone said.
No one needs that one.
And there was one good one. I do like this one, okay. GTFO. So, I mean, you know, at least...
Yeah, I mean, that's all right.
But I mean,
at least it was almost entertaining.
Right. That's even more when it's mundane, though. And you're not even part of it. Like, you, and everybody's look, had that problem. You're
listen,
not even part of
this
it.
This is how to handle it. I've solved very few problems in my life. This one I've solved.
Yeah.
Used to get reply all.
Sure.
And used to reply all, but it was a complete joke.
Right.
And then reply all by the company got shut off.
Ah, see, there you go.
Because of me.
Nice.
So here's what you need to
do. Yeah, what do you do to make that stop?
We all at the other station I worked at got an email that said at 10:15 today, mm-hmm. we're checking out our fire alarm. There's no fire. Don't worry about it.
Right.
So I replied all and I said at 10:14, I'm setting a real fire. And that was it.
No more reply all.
And then the guy who wrote the email, Scott,
yeah,
changed that and you could never reply all, which was heaven.
Well done, sir.
So that's what I'm saying is
thank
you,
you
need
to send something to really
yes.
inappropriate.
Yes.
I'm okay with it. Okay. All right, let's compose an email.
That's The Fix on 95.5 KLOS. One thing leads to another. That's from the Reach the Beach album. Remember that one, Saved by Zero, is also off that same record. Hey, it's JD in for Kevin and Sluggo. And coming up here shortly, I'm going to have an opportunity for you to dial my number, be the right caller, and score tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Sound good? It's coming up in a few on KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Queen from the Sheer Heart Attack album and Killer Queen. It's JD in for Kevin and Sluggo. Now, I've been rooting around here in the computer, and I found some more worst of. I'll whoop that on you next after the peppers on KLOS. Straight from the Diary of a Madman, there's Ozzy Osbourne on 95.5 KLOS. JD in for Kevin and Sluggo on special assignment today, but it is now time for you to grab the phone. That is especially if you're a fan of the Disneyland Resort. Family four-pack of tickets, one day, one park tickets to the Disneyland Resort to experience Disney Festival of Holidays and Disney Viva Navidad. Magic is holidays at the Disneyland Resort now through January 9th. Caller 30 right now, 818-955-KLOS. I got you hooked up with a four-pack for the Disneyland Resort. The Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. The station has got a four-pack of Disney passes up for grabs. Hi, who's this?
This is Rick.
Rick, caller 30.
No kidding.
How about a four-pack of Disneyland Resort passes?
I will take them.
Yeah, bet. Magic is the holidays at Disneyland Resort. Now to January 9th, you're going.
Sweet.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Is this where we're talking about new words?
It is.
I love new words.
The dictionary every year updates new words that yep. have sort of become a thing during the past year.
And it fascinates me. I know it's dorky as hell.
Dorky as hell. But.
Yeah. What are some of the new words? Do you have any of them?
Well, yeah. Long hauler is one of them.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Man, yeah. Agreed. I love talking to. Another thing I do on a regular basis, I talk to a lot of
long haulers.
Yeah. And I appreciate that life.
By the way. Long hauler has two meanings. One is a trucker. The other is people who have long-term COVID
symptoms.
All right.
Well, those aren't the ones I was talking about.
They're also called long haulers, though.
Yeah, that could be damn near well you.
Hard pass.
Oh, yeah. That's a good phrase. Perfect phrase.
Yep.
Should go in.
Flex.
Flex. That's too much of a commercial
now. And they describe it as an act of bragging or showing off.
Oh, okay. All right.
Cancel culture.
Sure. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, definitely.
And crowdfunding.
Crowdfunding. Yeah.
None of those were in the dictionary until this year.
Yeah, well, that makes sense because those are everyone will know what that is for a long time to come.
It's probably important for them to keep up. I see that. So let's get an expert on the line, shall we?
Yeah.
It's the Heineken 00 hotline. It is Clark Dulce, senior editor of dictionary.com.
Hello.
Hey, Clark.
Hello. Thanks for having me on today. I appreciate it.
No, thanks for coming along. I love new words. I love the dictionary.
I don't know, you probably haven't run into this a lot, but Sluggo, for real, when he was a kid, read the dictionary.
Well, that was very much like me when I was younger. I'm fascinated by words and by language and by the fact that it is a living thing and it keeps changing and growing all the time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You hear that, Kevin?
No. So every year, the dictionary adds new words to kind of keep up with the times.
Yes, I mean, people are using these in everyday language and in their writings, and it's important that we at dictionary.com keep up with the changes.
Do you ever get upset at some of the words that are going in, like that you just think they're kind of ridiculous or silly or shouldn't be going in? Or?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there are words that you know are probably transient that will not be standing the test of time,
right,
and maybe are trendy and it won't be used again 10, 15 years from now, but... Mm-hmm. We can't pass judgment. We just have to try to keep up the best we can.
But we can pass judgment.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah, I can't stop you.
Okay, all right. Are you getting any feedback about any of the words that you're adding?
Some of the ones we just added recently, some people are unhappy with.
Okay.
For example, incorrection. Incorrection they don't like so much.
Incorrection?
Yes, an incorrection is... when someone says people attacking the Capitol looked like a bunch of tourists, you have to.
Oh.
That would be an incorrection.
Incorrection.
I think that's a pretty good word.
Well, that's not bad.
I'm not opposed to
that. I mean,
it
took us 15 seconds to get it.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty fast for us.
What else?
Also, spearache. Spearache is becoming more and more popular.
Spearache?
Spearache. Yeah, spearache is. Someone who has a pain from the fact that their lawyer is running their life and won't let them use their money or take out their IUD or get married.
Call
that a spearache.
Britney Spears. I get it.
Yeah,
spearache.
Yeah.
All right.
Good. You're getting them faster now. That's good.
Hey, that only took 10 seconds. So
market improvement.
Another new word we just added is scrotation.
I don't like that one already.
That's when it's really hot outside and you're wearing shorts and you need to reach in and adjust yourself.
Yes.
That's called a scrotation.
That one will last forever.
I'm using that one today. Absolutely.
Maybe you're sticking to the inside of your thigh.
We get that.
Yep.
Snipple is also a new one we're using. Snipple.
Snipple.
Yes, that's for... that's for a certain kind of man, a metrosexual who shaves his chest and then nicks his nipple with the razor. That's a snipple.
And that one's going to stand the test of time, do you think?
Yes.
Well, only time will tell. We're going to have to wait and see.
All right.
I've shaved other things and nicked stuff, so, I mean, maybe we need words for that as well. I think.
Got to be careful.
Yeah,
right?
And,
true.
And then Buzzaster. Buzzaster is another one that people are using.
Buzzaster or Boozaster?
Boozaster.
Boozaster.
Yes. That's when you've been partying so hard the night before, the next morning it's coming out of both ends and you only have one toilet. That's a disaster.
That sounds like something Howard Stern used to say, too.
But yes, it
weirdly
is.
Weirdly close.
Yeah. Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators. Nice. Like that one. River is Rising. New stuff from Slash. We like that. All right. It's JD in for Kevin Sluggo, but I still have the high-low cash coming up this hour, and we're doing it. All Request Fest, 818-955-KLOS. What you got? Screaming for vengeance. What do you got?
Hey, we need to play some Uncle Ted.
Uncle Ted, Stranglehold, or Motor City Madhouse, or what?
You choose, man. They're all good.
I agree with that. What's your name?
My name's Russ.
Thanks, Russ. Here we go. SoCal's Rock Station, 95.5 KLOS. Deep Purple's Burn. For Mike in Corona, and we're free riding thanks to your Southern California Toyota dealers. What can we do for you? Hi.
Hey, what's going on, JD? Happy Friday.
Hey, what's happening?
Well, I was thinking about something that's new and improved.
Okay.
Joyous Full Spirits.
Hmm.
Or Aaron Jones Supercharged.
Let's do the new one from Joyous Wolf.
Sounds good, JD. I'll be quick.
Absolutely brilliant guitar work. Man, wow, and he just kept kicking it out year after year after year. Van Halen on 95.5 KLOS. JD in for Kevin and Sluggo doing some All Request Fest. What you got?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much, man. Just getting ready to start the weekend. I'm hoping you can crank it up with some Y&T Mean Street.
Oh, man, I love that band all the way back to when they used to be called Yesterday and Today.
Amen, brother. Listening to them from day one.
Let's do it!
Right on! Let's do it!
95.5 KLOS, Joyous Wolf and Fearless, their latest. And that's straight off the phone lines, as you know, 818-955-KLOS. That's our number. Kevin and Sluggo doing the All Request Fest at this time on Fridays. They're not here. They're on special assignment, but I'm doing the same thing. I'm also doing the High-Low Cash Contest. Ready for that one? Current jackpot up to $1,200. okay? I'm going to turn you loose for that here in just a couple of minutes, so stick around the other side of the break. I'm going to be looking for that special caller, and I'm going to give you a shot at $1,200. And oh, by the way, tickets to see Slash just for playing the game, if that sounds good. Badass. I haven't had that on the radio in a long time. That's awesome. 95.5 KLOS. Kevin and Sluggo do all request fest is what they do on Fridays. They're not here. So I'm going to hop in and do some of that same stuff. Like this, the KLOS high-low game. Are you ready to play? New jackpot, $1,200. Last number was guessed was 54, which was high. Want to play? 818-955-KLOS. Yeah.
Here's the Hellbilly Deluxe Rob Zombie on 95.5 KLOS.
JD in for Kevin and Sluggo. We're on special Friday assignment today. So I step in now to do the high-low game. Who's this? Hi.
This is Rudy.
Rudy, caller 13.
All right.
Here we go, buddy. Time to win some money. You ready?
Heck yeah.
All right. New jackpot, $1,200. The previous guess from our last contestant was 54. That number is high. What is your guess?
Oh, man. I am guessing 37.
37. Did you say 37?
I did.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. But we got pair of tickets for you to see Slash just for playing the game, Rudy. Hold on.
All right.
One of the most abrupt endings to a song there is. That's Nine Inch Nails on 95.5 KLOS. What's up?
Hey, good afternoon.
What's
are
up?
Are you taking, hey, you know, just get off work. And I was wondering, are you guys taking requests, I think you said?
Yeah, all request fest. What you got?
Oh, man, I got something old for you right now. If you guys have it, it's Gorilla.
Cinderella.
Do you remember that group?
I do remember Cinderella from the 80s. Gypsy Road and Nobody's Fool, stuff like that.
Oh, man. You know what? That would start my Friday off.
All right, brother. Which one you want to hear from Cinderella?
Gypsy Road all the way.
Zeppelin from Physical Graffiti on 95.5 KLOS. JD in for Kevin and Sluggo doing all request fest. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
What's up, Susie Q?
Yes. I wanted to request a song, something by Wolfie.
I was going
to
say something from Wolfgang Van Halen, right?
Yes.
I know what you want.
Yes.
And here's what you're going to get. Track 2 from Mammoth WVH. This is called Horribly Right. Mammoth WVH, 95.5 KLOS. Yeah, that's Horribly Right. Track 2. Off of Wolfgang's album, which is just absolutely amazing. I can't say enough great things about that. And if you like that sound, you need to go get it because you're going to love every single drop of it. The high-low game, you know, put that away until Monday now, but here's what you need to know. Jackpot last one was $1,200, so go with $1,300 on Monday morning. The previous guess from our last contestant was 54, which is high. Okay, so stuff that away for Monday morning. And get ready to play the KLOS high-low game and win yourself some cash. All right, in the meantime, it's me, JD, in for Kevin and Sluggo on special assignment. We'll do an all-request fest and a couple of things. Looks like we're going to get Toxic, and David's looking for the Sandman. 95.5 KLOS Metallica. That's for David on the ride home on a Friday. Yeah, that's right. Heading for the home stretch now, baby. Little day tripper. 95.5. KLOS, Guns N' Roses from the Spaghetti Incident. And it's JD and for Kevin and Sluggo doing Request Fest. What do you got?
Hey, I was wondering if I could request a song.
Sure, what do you want to hear?
I'd like to hear If You Want Blood by AC/DC.
That's a great one, too. What's your name?
My name is Donovan.
Donovan, thanks for the call today, brother. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you so much for taking my request.
Weezer on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, a hash pipe. And of course, it's off the Green album. Duh, right? All right, this has been a really, really fun afternoon. I came in to step in for Marcy, and then the afternoon guys had a little bit of a snafu. So special assignment for everybody, but everything will be back to normal on Monday. The midday show, the afternoon show, the high-low game, everything back to normal on Monday. And I'll be back tomorrow. But up next, it's Greg B. Harrell on 95.5 KLOS. This Day in Rock, 1992, REM played a Greenpeace benefit show at the 40 Watt Club in Athens, Georgia for about 500 people. The show was recorded on a solar-powered mobile recording unit.